This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Kennedy is off on vacation this week. Producer Dan just getting back from vacation, and I asked for him to give us an update on moving in with his girlfriend Kaylee, because there was a little touch and go situation happening there, whether or not we were going to get moved in okay over the weekend. How did it go?
Friday, August 1st was my last day before vacation, and I left here at 10 a.m. on the dot to go start moving, which is a great way to start your vacation. Very right. Relaxing.
Right, it's a good way to good planning on your part.
I don't think it's a hot take to say that moving sucks. It's not fun at all. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it started, and the movers, because we tried to hire like a professional moving company, and they wanted like $1,000. And I was like, I'm moving across the apartment complex. I'm not paying a grand.
I can see
my old apartment building from my new apartment building. I can see the window.
What's it worth to you not to break your back, though?
It was worth the hundreds of dollars I paid these high school kids to move. So Kaylee's brother coaches lacrosse, or used to coach lacrosse for their town high school. And he's like, yeah, I know a couple of the kids. They do like moving for a summer gig.
Right.
And the price was right. I know they're young, athletic kids who could probably lift a couple beds and some couches.
And?
So we hired them, and we got the U-Haul for like 9:30 a.m. to start at Kaylee's apartment in Medford and bring it over. And they had to be a little late because one of them forgot that they had a physical therapy appointment that same day. They couldn't change it. So Kaylee's brother and one of his friends came and helped with the move for them from her apartment to the new place.
They show up with their lacrosse sticks throwing wall ball off your building or anything?
They did not, but they did show up, and then one of them was in sandals.
To move
stuff
like, in flip-flops.
I was like, it's heavy. But hey, man, they did fantastic.
Okay.
They did awesome.
Well, that's good.
They humped all of the heavy stuff that my old knees could absolutely not do.
Okay.
And I'm moving from a garden level basement first floor to a third floor apartment, and there's no elevator.
Oh, you got to haul all the stuff up.
They were
the
humping stuff up three flights.
Oh, wow.
I brought a couple drawers up and like a bookcase, and I was like, like, this is terrible. I was like, we live here for the next 20 years. I'm never moving again. But obviously, we're moving August 1st. It's the middle of summer. And I had called the power company to switch my power over a few days beforehand. And there was a snafu with whoever did my claim. Right. And there was no power in my apartment.
No.
And you know what you want on August 1st when you're going up three flights of stairs? Is that air conditioning bumping.
Well, you had called them last week, though. You spent like an hour on the phone or something.
Yeah, there was a whole issue with someone else had already called for power in that apartment that I was moving into. So they wouldn't put my name on it. And it was a whole thing. And then we got that fixed. And then there was no power day of, because whoever filed it didn't file it right, and they thought there was already power in the apartment. They just switched it over, but they didn't. So we had to call the power company, and somebody came over and switched the breakers, turned it on, all that.
How long did that take?
A couple, like not too bad, like a couple hours.
Okay.
And then I was on the phone with Xfinity for 2 hours that night trying to get the Wi-Fi, because that didn't switch over properly.
Everything sounds like it went great.
It went flawless.
Nailed it.
And we get into the new place after, you know, we started at 10 a.m. and we finally got everything over there at like 6, 7 at
night. Wow.
Finally got everything in. The place looks like a bomb went off, but we're starting to put stuff where it belongs.
Right.
And then we start to realize all of the stuff that is wrong in the apartment that you don't see when you do a 20-minute walkthrough with the real estate agent beforehand.
Okay.
So the door, the front door, is a little warped and kind of jams a little bit because the maintenance guy locked his tools in there before we moved in.
And then had to break in.
Crowbar his way in.
Right.
So the front door is a mess. And still to this day, because we left for a week. I went on vacation. I was gone. And I called the property manager and I was like, hey, there's crap all in the hallway from the previous tenant. Two couches, an exercise bike, blocking my door, stuff like that. It's all still out there.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're crushing it.
And we found out on the first night when we both showered after sweating all day to move stuff that the shower doesn't drain. Drano didn't work. The Drano just wouldn't drain too. So we had to call a plumber and get that fixed. None of the doors in the apartment would open or close properly because apparently they painted over all the doors. And
right. Well, and not having any air conditioning in there will cause them to swell because it's hot. That was probably what happened.
Another issue was they painted over them and they didn't consider that after they painted that now the doors do not open. So luckily, Kaylee's dad is very handy. So he sanded down all of the doors in the apartment.
No.
Yeah, I would have been out of luck. I'd be like, well, we just don't have doors. Everything we need will be in the living room.
So your girlfriend's dad came over and had to save the day?
Yeah, her 71-year-old father came over.
And, you buried the lead.
And fixed multiple problems that I am not man enough to fix.
Oh, damn.
I'd be like, well, we'll just have to pull hard until we leave here because none of these doors open.
Did you get that plant or flowers for her for moving in?
No. No, but thank you for reminding her because I'm sure she's listening.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, so, I mean, we eventually got there. Everything looks the way it's supposed to look now.
Right.
The couch, we couldn't fit it out of the door and up the stairs, so we had to break it into three pieces and then have the high school kids take it out of my window and then walk it around the complex and up three flights. I was like, those poor kids. So we got two of the issues fixed. The shower is now drained. The door is now open. The front door is a lost cause. And I'm hoping one day that they will move the old tenant stuff out of
I would watch way. This show, Dan. This is a good show.
When I tell you, thank God for her family to coming over and helping.
Right. Was she a good sport about it all?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, my wife would not have handled it that well.
She was mostly just worried about spiders in the apartment.
Oh, geez.
She was doing perimeter checks.
Oh, well, I'm excited for you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you. There's still a lit. Every day we find something new that needs to be fixed, but that's moving in together, I guess.
Yeah, good deal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.